Welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast, your number one opinion source for all things entertainment. Join host Marco Mazzola as he sounds off on the latest movies, TV, music, gaming, comic books, and more. Now, here's the man of the hour, Marco Mazzola.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Rants Podcast. I am your host, Marco Mazzola, and we are joined again today by our co-host, Mila. Hello, Mila.
Hello.
And our brand new co-host, Larry. Hello, Larry.
Hello, hello.
I mean, at this point, right, stop calling the guests, it doesn't make any sense.
every single time,
that's not a guest anymore. No. All right, so today we are talking about the final episode of Hawkeye. So we're doing our bonus podcast on Hawkeye Episode 6, and just kind of a recap, I guess, of the whole series and our thoughts on that.
Right.
All right. Who wants to go first? Who's taking the lead on this one?
Go ahead, Mila.
All right. I thought it was really exciting. It was really cool. I still don't know if it really hit that mark for me, but it was really cool, and it wrapped a lot of things up, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say it definitely wrapped it up in a nice little bow. What do you think, Larry?
I'm gonna go with Mila. I think that it answered a lot of itches that I think that we've actually discussed on here. So I think they kind of hit a lot of those points. Yeah. I think I liked it maybe a little bit more than you.
Yeah.
I really liked it. You know, I thought it was a great way to it was a great way to end the season. And I'm not going to lie, if they ended the series here, I'd be fine with that too. I don't necessarily need a season two.
Yeah.
We know that she becomes a new Hawkeye. We know that she's going to take, you know, whenever they start the new Avengers or Teen Avengers, whatever they call it, we know that she's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, if they introduce her into a future, you don't have to go with this whole backstory, how she became.
We already know how.
We got the backstory. Absolutely. And I agree. I think I liked it better than Mila did too. It was a nice wrap up. It was probably one of my favorite episodes of the series because of the way they wrapped it up. And the action was good. You know, the Kingpin fight, you know, and I'll call him Kingpin. I'm actually going to call him Kingpin in this one.
Because he did show his real colors there.
He was.
The colors you were looking for.
That's right. He was bigger. I mean, he definitely seemed bigger than he did physically in Daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
The whatever they use, force perspective, however they made him look when he's against somebody else, when he was against, like, side by side with
Kate. Oh, boy.
He looked physically
he's
bigger.
He's threatening.
But he also had the powers.
Yep.
He wasn't wearing his suit. He was wearing his Hawaiian shirt, takes the arrow to the chest, takes bullets, whatever, and then just kind of like, he just brushes it off.
Yep.
And, you know, she's hitting, he's just everybody's just bouncing off of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So he seemed more, you know, formidable than he did in Daredevil.
Yeah. I mean, he took the arrow to the chest. He took the crash.
When he just like wipes the arrow off, I'm like, oh yeah, this is what Marco's been talking about.
That is the Kingpin.
Right.
So and he still had the, you know, we obviously still had the Vincent D'Onofrio wonderful acting.
Yes.
The character itself was played. He very purposely, if you watch interviews, he very purposely played it the same way.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah. Oh my God. It was the same when I was like, oh, that's the same Fisk.
I believe that actually there were interviews and stuff like that. And he says, no. And he's like kind of confirmed it. He was like, no, they are the same person.
Right.
Like it's what we saw in the Netflix special, what we saw here,
it's not an alternate universe person.
I hated the rumors that it was going to be like, oh yeah, it's still like the same Daredevil or the same Fisk, but maybe it was from a different universe or something.
Yeah,
and I was like, please don't.
We've already gone through all that. Saw Spider-Man and we saw Charlie Cox's in there as Matt Murdock.
Yeah. But it's
so we
the
know
same,
they're all the same
characters.
Right. Same people in the same
who went through the same experiences that they did.
Same thing. So that worked for me. That actual version of Kingpin worked very well
cool.
for me. And I'm happy to see him in the MCU. If they play him just the same way, I'll be ecstatic. You know, when he comes back. He'll be back in the future, I'm sure. Whether they do a season two. I think they said they're planning on doing a season two, or they were to kind of confirm there will be a season two.
I'd be shocked.
I'd be shocked if they wouldn't. I mean, it's making money. It's doing well for Disney Plus. I'd be surprised if they didn't do a season two.
Mm. Yeah.
Like you said, Larry, do we need one? Not really.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This was a really good, a good end. Like you don't really, I feel like everything's been wrapped up. You could bring in a new villain.
Yeah.
But
well,
I feel like it was like her story was like, is like the just beginning, which is what's important, you know?
Right, and then you carry that into future movies.
Yeah.
Although
what they could do is like for season two, they could show her actually getting more comfortable with this life, you know? and Hawkeye still like giving her pointers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
until
he has
like
to train her
until
now.
Like the end of that one's like she's coming fully into her own and stuff like that.
Well, he has to train her. Like she's not fully trained up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. She's she has to. That's what they were doing at the end when he was mm-hmm. She was at his house. I mean, that's essentially what they're gonna start doing. Is training her to be the next Hawkeye. So we'll maybe see
now
more
that,
of
you
that.
Know, all her parents are
Did we
either,
get a sort of a final on the swordsman? Did we get any kind of resolution?
Well, sort of. Well, he became a good guy. Well, clearly
I think
a
he
good
was
guy.
Always the good
well,
guy.
Well, yeah, no. Right? He was always the good guy.
But
now, now we know he's a good guy. Yeah. And then he was just kind of like, I don't really actually remember what happened with him. He was like,
but he'll be back. I mean, I feel like he'll be back.
Oh, yeah, he'll be back.
I'm
he'll
guessing
be back.
So because... They made a point to highlight him at the end of the episode, I remember, because they were like, oh, well, what do we do about this guy?
Yeah.
Like, no,
oh, yeah.
He's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like,
and then
they made a point to highlight him, regardless
if
it was like a 2-second thing or whatever. But if it was, if we didn't need to know anything about him going forward, we wouldn't have cared what happened to him at that point. So
right.
I think they might bring him in for something.
Yeah, he was fighting. I mean, he was like,
yeah.
He actually
I'm
was
sure
fighting.
Yeah. If they do have a season 2, he'll definitely be a character in it, an important character.
Well, he's
going to
become the full-on swordsman.
Yeah.
And that's what he's
you
in
know,
the comics.
You know, with the suit and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, not the ridiculousness of the suit from the comics, but it's a little, you know, 70s, 60s,
that's
70s
campy.
That's funny.
Most
so.
Of the time when we bring up the suits, you're like, oh, yeah, no, it has to be the ridiculous suit or I'm going to be mad.
No, absolutely not. There's plenty of them that don't do ridiculous suits. I mean, I never wanted... The ridiculous Hawkeye suit. I wanted the new version of Hawkeye, which is what they gave us.
Yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they have the
it was purple. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm glad that they didn't
have the logo on the chest.
As long as it's purple, you know, it's got the logo, you're fine.
That's fine.
We can move on.
Well,
yeah.
That's it. It was, for me, it was close enough. It was close enough
it was
to the
cool.
actual
it was,
comics.
It was, I really
the
loved
comics.
The suit reveal, though.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I thought that worked. I thought it does not need, I don't want the mask. I don't want the H on his head.
I don't know. I kind of want the big wing.
You know,
I was really
hoping like how you had said me that. I was like, please bring a mask just to have him throw it away. And they didn't. I think that would have been gold if
they didn't
did that.
Do that.
They
and
didn't
I was like,
do
no.
It. Yeah.
And they've done that so many other times in the Marvel stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Seeing little, you know, Luke Cage.
Yeah, where getting, he like has know, all the like goofy like the big chains and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
the headband and all that kind of stuff. And
or
just
like
takes
he did
off.
Go as that for a while, and then was like,
yeah, when
he's really
he was finding
it.
The clothes after
Kate
got out.
After he got out, he found him.
He
puts
the laundry
on the line.
Thank you. Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
So
I love when they like just for a moment they have the original suit and then they switch it. Like they also did that. Captain America, like the first one, they had him in the like the goofy stage suit, and then they were like, okay, now this isn't really gonna work necessarily.
Yeah.
They even had the old shield too.
Yep.
It's like great.
Yep. In WandaVision, they did it on Halloween.
On the
Halloween,
right?
The
which
Halloween.
I thought that was
that's
pretty
a really
cool.
Good
they were gonna do it. That was a great way.
Yeah.
To
oh my gosh, that was phenomenal.
Costume,
I love that.
So.
I was like,
yeah, absolutely. All right, cool. So, other thoughts on the show? Let's talk about you know what actually happened through the show. How do we? Who wants to go through the sort of the play by play?
Well, you are very good at
you
know
are definitely
synopsizing.
No, actually, I tend not to be.
Well,
I tend to
you
get
do it every time anyway.
Times,
so.
I forget half the stuff that happened. You're like, no, that didn't happen. I didn't start. We didn't start there. So where do we start in the show? Where do we picked up from? I know we're all saying like, what? It's New Year's Day when we're recording this. I think we're all a little hungover, even though I don't drink. So like,
no.
What
the problem is I watch it almost a week and a half ago.
I know. Yeah.
So
I watched it way long ago. So I'm like,
yeah. I watched it again the other day. Just to kind of brush up on it, but yeah. I mean,
I just remember the really cool action sequences.
Which one? Which one was your favorite?
I really liked the ice rink.
Yes,
one that was phenomenal.
Yes.
Oh my god, I loved that.
Yes,
it had me on the edge of my seat. I was like, oh my god, this is so
well,
cool.
I love the Pym arrow. It shoots the truck.
Yeah,
and the truck
and it
becomes
makes it
tiny.
Small.
It's small. You can hear the guys.
Yeah, they're like, it's like, what are we gonna do about them? And then the little owl just goes, ooh, it just like swoops them away.
So what? I saw something that the owl represents something, and for whatever
reason. I'm
sure
it represents something deep that I don't
I,
really.
You looking it up?
No, I was trying to see just what the synopsis for episode six
I
was.
Gotcha.
Is it like foreshadowing or is it symbolism?
We had the action sequence in the ice rink. We have the action sequence of Kingpin fighting fighting Kate, the mom, crashing with the car. So she kind of like, you know.
And
the
fact
that
he
gets
up anyway, even after getting hit by a car. That was awesome.
When she confronts the mother about what she was actually doing. And
and she's like, it was for you. And she's like,
what are your thoughts on
that? Not good
enough, pal. What are your thoughts?
The thing I like that she still had her mom arrested. Didn't because a lot of the times you see this happen and they go, I can't arrest her. She's my mom.
Yeah. She was like, I don't care.
Yeah, she's like, I thought
that was awesome.
Look, man.
It is what it is.
The cups are right behind you, and I'm waving them down.
You got to do the tie.
Yeah. Yeah.
that was pretty
cool.
She's
like, I'm not going to have that. I don't care what it was for.
Yeah. I mean, she would have been getting estranged from her mother for a while, I think.
You know, and then also, so that didn't help, you know.
Slowly been pushing away. You know,
and her mom's been pushing her away this whole time as well. Like, they've been both pushing each other away.
Right.
So it was like, so then
she was so much
about
the fiance.
Yeah.
And like,
she just kept brushing her off.
Yeah. Every time she brought anything real to her, like, I have this real problem, she kind of, you know, brushed off.
All right, I'm calling the cops.
But she was kind of like behind her back trying to protect her, right? She talked to Clint, like don't let my
daughter. We see that a lot.
But never said, and she never really said it to her. She was like behind her back being like, don't let my daughter get hurt, da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So it's almost like she's protecting her, but she didn't know she was protecting her because she wasn't telling her as much.
Yeah, she never let her know that she actually still cared enough to, like, you know, say anything to
her. Yeah, I might want to tell your daughter the feelings.
Yeah.
You're having feelings about that. You might want to say something to her.
Yeah.
Might go a little longer way when you say, listen, I'm actually trying to protect you because I care about you.
Yeah.
Whereas telling other people that you love her.
But she keeps trying to, like, secretly love her. Like, come on. Be a mom.
Be a mom for once.
Love her out loud, you know?
Yeah, that happens more times than you think.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess the action, the action in this episode was really good. I like the montages. Like you, I like the fact that she got her mother arrested. That was awesome. That was kind of like, hey, this is what good people do, and you are what bad people,
you're
going where bad people go. And that's just kind of how it is. That's, you know, there's your moral victory right there. I love how we got we got told how Kingpin and everybody gets involved and how she got involved with Kingpin.
Yeah,
cool. It was basically Kate's father making deals with Kingpin. And he's like, well, now that he's dead and you owe us money, so guess what? You now work for us.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like she was doing it out of the mere, I want to be a bad person. Like, she wasn't evil by choice. It was kind of like she had to.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I mean, she tries to tell him, she's like, hey, you know what? Like, we're all done. It's a wrap. Like, I'm done with you. My daughter's now getting involved and I can't have my daughter getting hurt. You know, she tries to threaten Kingpin, and we all know that you don't do that.
That doesn't tend to go over that well.
It doesn't work too
well.
I love how when the episode opens up, they're all in that like fancy party, whatever.
Oh, and, right. Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that's basically, I was just reading that. I reminded
so
that's how it all
like
opens
a
up.
Nice,
everybody's
nice,
in a nice gear.
Fancy dress.
And Kaz is Katsy.
With Hawkeye stuff underneath.
Kaz. Yeah. Whatever the guy is.
The dude.
Right. He's ready to kill everybody.
We
find out a
Echo's
lot.
Echo's like boyfriend.
We find out a lot in this episode, you know, and again, it just solidifies the thought of that. This was just an awesome episode all around. Like I said, the action was good.
Also,
what is he? Does he? He doesn't kill her, does he?
Oh, so it was actually unanswered. So it pans away and you hear a gunshot.
Right.
So they're like, they want you to assume that Kingpin's dead. Like,
no,
she shot him.
But then they go back, he's not there.
No. This is like at the way end.
Oh, the end.
Because when they pan back to where he got exploded, he's not there. We see him walking.
Yeah,
and
that's
all,
when she shoots him. He's not gonna die.
Yeah, I'm like, look, I know he's not dead. If you don't see a body, he's not
and
dead.
Even sometimes when you see the body.
Yeah, that's true. Even if you see the body in a Marvel movie, that doesn't mean he's dead.
Not essentially dead.
Because then you turn around and you look back and you're like, how did he get away? That doesn't make
but
any sense. How did he get away so fast?
He's Kingpin.
Yeah, he's Kingpin.
He's kind of like
with the actual powers he has in this version, you know, he can definitely withstand that.
Yeah.
He got exploded and he still walked away from it.
Something that I'm sure will get answered if there is a season 2 of Hawkeye. Something that, like, a question I had was, in Daredevil season 3, Fisk was arrested and he's in jail, allegedly. But now it's like,
but
somehow,
it's Fisk.
Somehow, I know it's Fisk. So somehow, you know, he got his power back, you know.
He owns the city,
and
so it took him all of like three seconds to get out of jail.
And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, but I think, though, like
although
you said,
the thing
when he got arrested, I thought like they sent him away to like a,
yeah,
like, a real,
yeah,
like,
and they didn't
like,
just, yeah, yeah, they didn't just send
like,
him,
a real,
and they didn't
like, a real,
just
like,
send him to a real
thing.
Prison. It also ended with like Daredevil going like, hey, oh yeah, see, like spoilers for season 3, I guess, but like,
spoiler,
like just in case, I guess
moratorium is only like freaking a day and a half from
now. Yeah, but like, And like near the end, Daredevil's like, hey, if you try to get out of prison again, I'm coming after Vanessa, like his love, lady that, love, that
the
you
love
know?
Of his life, right?
Yeah. And now like,
but again, that's threatening
so it's either
Kingpin.
Like,
it's really, even though it's a Daredevil, it's like,
yeah.
Not
and again, it is
do.
Kingpin though, so I'm not 100% shocked. I'm just like, oh, I wonder
so
what
true.
Happened
so we
there.
We don't actually,
you know?
We never got a. Yeah. Backstory as to how he got out.
Yeah. No.
And it's not like they're going to have but a Daredevil season 4, which is like, you know, criminal, but you know, whatever.
No, you never know.
It'd be like that.
You never know. You can't say never, but now that they yeah. have the rights to do whatever they want with them, they could. They
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
now,
they could easily pick up from where it left off.
Yeah.
Know, it doesn't matter.
Which I would be ecstatic.
But that's that being said, this is obviously a lot longer in the time period. This is much further.
Oh, yeah.
Time
this has been a long, long
since
time.
Since he was in prison.
Yeah.
Since Daredevil, right? Like, this is well after yeah. the snap. This is well after. Because all that Daredevil stuff was before the snap.
No.
No.
No,
yeah, yeah,
no, no, because I remember Jessica Jones was talking to people. Oh, no, because they were talking about New York.
They were talking about the incident
the
in New
incident
York.
In New York.
Yeah,
I'm
the
sorry.
Yeah, the incident
happened.
Was like, you know,
that's right.
the first Avengers movie.
Yep, yep,
yeah,
yep.
That's when that happened. There was many years between the incident in New York and then the snap. There was
yes,
a long
yes,
time.
Yes, yes, yes.
So all that Daredevil and that Defender stuff
so
happened,
stuff
before,
must
the
happened before the snap.
Yeah.
So this is well after the snap.
I wonder
so.
What happened. Like, how did... This is just... I know this is never getting answered again. Like,
who
it's
got
just,
snapped away? And
yeah,
who,
like,
you
know. Who? Like, how did that go? Yeah. Like, just a little like, oh, wouldn't that be
I
cool
mean,
to
find
out?
I mean, it's not to say that we won't ever find out. Like, because
yeah.
they can throw it in there. Like,
yeah.
he was gone
they,
for
I mean,
5 years.
But it's
years.
Just like,
Elena,
you know,
so.
Unlikely yeah. at the moment, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We found out with Elena, so... All right, so let's talk about... So she's in it, obviously.
Oh, yeah, Elena.
And she turns good. She doesn't kill him.
I love the
scene. They have the heart to heart.
Yeah, I love the scene they had with and Elena.
I'm sorry to jump in like this, but this again.
That's okay. Mila does it all the time.
One of the things that we were itching was you had said, you go, how does nobody know what happened? They scratch that itch for you.
Yeah.
He basically says, he's like, now this is the truth.
Yes.
This is how it happened. So the reason why nobody knows exactly what happened is because the Avengers never told anybody. And then that's kind of what we said. So nobody
that was
knew.
Question.
Nobody knew exactly what
it
happened.
Was just she
it
died.
Was just she died.
She was
for,
a victim.
The, right.
You know?
So now it's. Clint tells her this is exactly how it happened. And I thought it was awesome the way that they played into it, how he does the whistle. Because we saw the whistle from the Black Widow movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
so I love
cool.
how they tie that in.
That
was a great, great send-off. It was a great funeral for Natasha.
It was wonderful.
Awesome.
It was
done so well.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Ooh, also another answer that was question that we had answered was how do they tell what arrow is which?
Yes.
It was they have like a labeler.
She
and they
labels.
Label
she
them.
No, he doesn't.
She labels her.
Oh. For her. So she was
new. He's been doing this a while.
Right.
I trust that he knows.
Yeah, he can
but
know.
But yeah, she has the labeler
She's
on
got
there.
Label
so I thought that was pretty funny too. And again, as all these things were happening like during the episode, I was like, that was one of our questions.
That's right.
And
that
I'm like,
was one
there
of our
it
questions.
Is.
There, thank you for wrapping this all up for us.
I'm like, look, they're wrapping everything up.
And that's why it's one of my favorite episodes. Like, it does exactly what it's supposed to do for a season finale.
It was awesome.
It wraps up and, you know, again, leaves it open for a second season, but not necessary.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't leave it on a cliffhanger. We're like, we know there's going to be
It's like, we can.
So if they
we have enough information.
To call it quits on that one,
yeah.
You know what I mean? They can.
Yeah.
And we're just fine with that because, like you said, they can pick her up in movies and things like that.
Yeah, and they don't need to give her a backstory or anything like that.
Yeah.
What did you guys think about the fight scene between Yelena and Kate?
I thought that was...
So they go through the offices. It was kind of comical.
I thought it was funny. I don't think...
I think it was meant to be.
Yeah, I didn't get much of like a, whoa, oh my God, look at that. It was more like a, like, can you get out of my way? I'm not really aiming for you.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's like, haha, no.
So
like that was kind of.
So I kind of bring that up because,
like, it wasn't.
I know what it was
just
supposed to be.
Kate should not be that good.
Yes,
at fighting
not
Elena,
against
who's
Elena.
A trained
I think,
assassin.
No,
and that's
I,
my thing.
I
want to
interject though.
Sure.
Because I think Yelena wasn't actually like trying to like really harm Kate. Because again, Kate was.
No, you're right.
Obstacle.
She wasn't. She wasn't going full tilt, but she's still good enough to take her out of the way.
That's
true.
Solidly take her out of the way without killing her.
Without killing
she
her.
She could easily wrap her up, take her out of the way, put her somewhere.
Tie her up, throw her in a closet, call it a day.
Easily, with her training, she could have done
so,
that.
I mean, I guess they needed to put that in there so we could have something to watch and like laugh.
It's,
like,
I'm not going to call it lazy writing, but it is almost. It's not like cops.
It's sluggish writing.
It's
not quite lazy. Not quite great.
Like halfway through, I was like, all right.
And half edible before they wrote that scene.
Yeah.
Probably.
They could be
like,
we're going to put a filler here. Right?
Yeah,
like
any words
you say about James Brown. I need a word here. That's good.
That's good. I would put that in.
That's good.
But again, it's like, you know, halfway through the fight scene, I'm
Jump
like,
back, one,
all right.
Ow.
That would be an Eddie Murphy for reference. All of you that
welcome back to the 80s, there, ladies and gentlemen.
Was that Delirious or Raw? Was it purple suit or red suit?
I think it was red suit. I think it was red suit, yeah.
So I think it was Raw. Yeah. Mila, you got to go check those out. Those are good.
Yeah. I know who Eddie Murphy is. I just never watched it.
Early Eddie Murphy's amazing.
Yeah.
So during the fight scene, it's like, again, it was, you know, about halfway through, I was like, all right, that's funny. Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay, all right, wrap this up. Like, she shouldn't be able to defend herself that well. Like, I don't know. I just feel that Yelena should have just tied her up, throw her in a closet, and go, okay, on to the next.
Yeah, so. She absolutely could have. Yeah, especially since it's like, fully trained Black Widow assassin versus like
tournament karate fighter.
Tournament karate arrows. Bow and arrow kid. Yeah. And I'm like, who like have like, you know?
The reality is like, you know, yes, she's been trained by obviously senseis, instructor karate instructors, but nobody has trained her to be an assassin.
Right.
Nobody's trained her to fight an assassin yeah.
who's been trained by like the best in the world.
And honestly, I kind of feel their
skill set is not the same.
Right. Yeah. Like, so, and honestly, like I kind of feel that was Yelena this whole time, even when she was fighting Clint, it wasn't like, I don't know. I felt that like when we saw Black Widow, when we saw Natasha fight, it was like, oh damn. Like,
We saw her fight in Black Widow,
and I feel that she was just better.
I get what you're saying.
It's almost like she pulled punches in this.
I feel like every time Yelena has a fight scene, like literally all of these fight scenes with Yelena have been like lackluster.
Did she do that because she was? I mean, she was hired to kill him, but at the end of the day, maybe she didn't really want to kill him. Did she want to get more information out of him because he knew Natasha better than anybody, and he spent time with her. And she wanted
But still, she's also fueled by being really, really mad, you know?
Thinking that he killed her.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's worthy of full tilt. But in a sense,
it's like, you can kill him, but then you'll never know what happened to her.
So maybe she's pulling it on purpose.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You'll never figure out what happened to her because he's the only one who could tell her the real story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That makes sense.
It's almost like beating him to submission
and then also get
him to talk.
It's a good write-off. I like that. I can get with that.
That's just my take on it.
Yeah, I can absolutely see that.
I was just looking. I mean, like I said, I think I wanted more out of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
even if it was fighting Hawkeye and she didn't actually want to kill him, it still wasn't all that like,
though,
much.
Though the fight scene at the end was pretty damn good. I don't like how Clint. He was kind of like, all right, you know what? I've got nothing else. Just go ahead and do your business with me. And I think he was almost willing to just call it a day. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, and I don't really agree. I felt the same way when I was watching. It's like, if he was alone, if it was during the snap and that happened, I think he would be, like he was, ready to give up and to throw himself over Vormir versus Natasha. But his family's back.
Right.
His wife's there. His kids are there. I think he'd be more willing to fight. To not just give up and go, okay, kill me, do what you're going to do, and I'm out of here. I'm off.
I think
because of Natasha.
Yeah. But are we talking about like why he just kind of stopped fighting?
Yeah, he kind of gave up at the end and just like, do what you're going
to
do.
I think it was because it was like, he's like, this isn't getting her to listen. This isn't going to get anyone to listen. So the only thing that would get her to stop listening is to just stop fighting because that's all she's doing right now is just fighting for the sake of fighting.
And you're probably right.
So once he like lets go, he sees like, look, I just want to talk. I just want to tell you what's up.
Yeah.
And she's like, come on, the moral compass.
Lord, what happened here?
Wow.
Come on.
All right. 2022. Leave me alone. Turn off a new leaf. I like this. You're right. I like this.
Yeah, so that's
all right,
how I
all
took
you
it.
Win.
Yeah,
I,
no, I go with that.
Sounds good to me.
That's a good way to put it. You know, it's just that's like, if you stop fighting the fighting, then, you know, what is she going to do?
Yeah.
She's going to kill him in cold blood.
The only language
he's
she's
not
speaking right now, right. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing's going to get through her head while
if
she's
they kept
doing
fighting,
that.
Somebody would have to have killed one of the other one to
yeah.
stop.
Yeah.
Or one that would have to get like knocked out or killed, you know? So it's like, that's not going to get anyone anywhere. And he knew that.
The more he kept fighting her, the more she would have kept coming.
Yeah.
So to stop her from doing that, stop fighting her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, I liked it.
Be like water.
Be like water.
You know what I mean?
Be like water, my friend.
That's pretty much what happened. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So they're on
the ice skating rink, basically, which is basically
Rockefeller Center.
And he takes out the tree, which I thought was funny. He's in the tree.
Yeah, that was good.
He's like, don't take the tree out. He's like, don't knock the tree down.
He's like, all right,
I'll get out myself.
Wait,
and she's like, no, I got this.
I got this. I can do this.
Throws the tree over.
She's like, hold on to something. He goes, okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, stop. What do you mean, hold on to something?
So they're in there, which is basically like the kill box. And all the bros are like firing.
They just
at
keep
them.
Coming.
They kept coming. Which, you know,
that was
yeah,
awesome.
Honestly,
I love
a big bro
that.
Team. But like, yeah. I don't know. Like,
then,
that's
then
one of those moments.
Then you get to see like all the different arrows in action. You
which
know?
Is cool. But like, that's
I don't
one of
think
those
there's
moments.
That many
like,
people in that gang.
Time.
But it was neat. I thought it was cool. It was a cool way. Like, of course, it was again one of those sluggish write-offs. But it was a cool way to display all the different arrows they'd come up with.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it was very much.
I think that was the purpose of
written.
Yes,
like
right.
Scene, right? That
yeah.
was like I could see that in the comic
yeah,
books.
Yeah, with like the goo stuff and the short, the pim arrows,
yeah.
you know, and
like,
all that.
Yeah,
it's like 500 of these bros coming at them. There's
they
two of them,
tasers,
just taking out
smoke
from,
bombs
from the kill box because they're at the disadvantage.
Yeah, yeah,
they're
right,
all up
like,
high and they're down low.
Like
and
shoots behind them.
That was
shooting
that
everywhere.
Was tough. That was
explosions.
Tough. I like those scenes
great.
Sometimes, and sometimes they drive me crazy. Yeah. Did you ever watch Desperado with Antonio Banderas?
Absolutely.
Yes.
He goes into the bar. And he
yeah.
wipes out everybody
yeah.
who has. He's got like pistols. They have machine guns.
Yeah,
and he's over.
But
so he's like
built
wiping
different.
Out
you need to understand.
Everybody.
yeah,
like that's what
but he's Antonio Banderas.
Moments.
You know,
but that's yeah.
That guy would have been riddled with bullets.
It's
and
a
full
Quentin
of holes.
Tarantino movie too.
Right,
so,
it's
you know,
Quentin,
it's
yeah.
kind of.
Well, that's actually a part two.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
El Mariachi was the first.
El Mariachi was the first one.
Robert Rodriguez was the El Mariachi in the first movie.
Yeah,
he directed it and. Starred in it. He yep. was the Antonio.
So Desperado is actually part two.
Yeah, and then
well, now I got to
in Mexico.
Show,
that which
that's
is
part three,
which I really really yeah, like. And there's a line in that where Johnny Depp, when he's at the restaurant,
yep.
and he has yeah. he goes, "This is the greatest thing I've ever had. I want," and he kills the chef because his idea is, "I don't want to make it for anybody else."
Yep.
I use that like when I go out to places and they're like, "Oh, how was?" I was like, "You know what?
I have to kill the chef.
I'm gonna have to kill the chef." They're like, "What do you mean?" I'd be like, "I want to kill you so you never make this for anybody else ever again. This is
I
so
had
good.
The best one.
I love yeah. that. Gotta kill the chef.
Yep.
yeah, gotta kill the chef.
Yeah, that was a good series.
It was. I very much.
Yeah. Desperado is still my favorite one of the series for whatever reason.
Yeah, no.
It's the one I kind of introduced into, so I identified with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, Once Upon a Time Mexico was good. I mean, Enrique Iglesias is in, which I found hilarious. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So he brings his buddies
it's
in.
It's one of those things where, like, yeah, the first one, which is sort of a runaway. It was almost like his version of Clerks. It was made on a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
They literally
yeah.
used shopping carts to, like, you know, hold a camera to run
oh
with.
Oh, my God.
Or it was like, you know, the tracks and like
yeah.
a steady cam. They literally used shopping carts to do those kind of things. It was made, like, for, like, $10,000, $20,000 maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, like, it was ridiculous, like, low-budget movie, but it was huge hit.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Then they made
some of those, a lot of those low-budget movies are,
you
like,
you got Selma Hayek
God-sending.
In the second one. Some of the other guys.
Well, that was right around the time of Dusk Till Dawn, too, I think. So they
yeah.
went right in the high.
Oh, yeah,
you got
yeah,
Quentin
yeah.
Tarantino. You got Robert Rodriguez. So they had already teamed up a couple of times. So you put those two guys in any movie. Like, if people see that name, they're like, oh, I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah.
So it was a good way to introduce
but
people.
But then
you
went to the third one. Now you're Johnny Depp. And, like, they upped the ante again
yeah.
with, like, mm-hmm. you know, all these down
yeah.
some
other people.
Yeah. It just kind of got bigger and bigger. Anyway, we digest. So we go back.
As we usually do.
As we do. And that's all right. That's
that,
okay.
That got off topic very
that's
quickly.
Real
right.
quick, actually.
Yeah.
No, we like, actually, that's not true. We got off topic and it's only like 25 minutes into the podcast. It took us 25 minutes.
To go
usually
off
takes
topic.
Us 25 seconds.
Usually.
That's
today
true,
it took
true,
us 25
true.
Minutes to tangent to something other than
yep.
what we're actually
Although
talking
like,
about.
Although it was like,
so
one
kudos
word.
To us.
Yeah.
It was like one word was spoken, then automatically one
yeah.
was
remember
on
Desperado. Remember Desperado and the ridiculous shootout.
I'm like, I'm with this, but how did we get here so quickly?
Desperado and the ridiculous shootout.
That's it.
It's like I blame
but
the NY
Desperado. Agree.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. I agree with you. It's just like, you know,
yeah.
How did you get out of that?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, though. Like, they
you're,
weren't
you're
even, they
human.
Didn't even have any
shouldn't.
Cover. They didn't
it
even have any cover.
It shouldn't bump me, but
they
it
were just
does.
Like,
yeah, I get it. It's
it should have because it's a comic book show.
Right.
With, you know, this guy fought aliens.
Constantly being torn apart by how much realism can you take and how much comic book you can take.
Yes.
And it just sometimes
yes.
they just rub against each other a little too
yes.
much.
Yeah, that one was
then,
a little.
Then there's no real satisfying ending, you know? So it's
yes.
like.
I mean, they come out.
I want to see all the comic
I mean,
book stuff, but I also don't know why.
No,
they take
no.
Up
oh,
anything.
No. Oh, no.
Not
no,
even
no.
a scrape on the shoulder.
No,
nothing.
No way. Nope. No. Not even a little bit.
I mean,
but you know what, though?
Those bro guys should have just been wearing white stormtrooper outfits.
Might as
they
well.
They couldn't hit shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. They're like, miss. Like 50 people.
Two of them right in front of you. You can't
targets.
Hit anything.
And it's not like they're flipping away. They're
no.
standing right
they're
there.
They're kind of just spinning in place, like getting each other's
yeah.
back. You know
like,
what I mean?
You just take a second to aim, and you're like, all right, cool.
Granted, you know. I've shot a gun before. It's not as easy as people think it is.
No.
It's not that
like
easy.
Like, you need to know how to shoot.
I know,
especially
yeah, yeah.
if they're moving a little bit.
But there's
it's
50
not.
Of them, is
and
what
I'm
saying.
And those guys are not trained assassins. They're just thugs pulled off the street, put in a tracksuit.
Right.
You know what I mean? So how much?
Yeah.
How much
speed shooting,
still,
you know, target
still,
practice are they actually doing?
Again, there's 50 of them trained to
one general area. The odds
are
you're talking about not. It's training versus odds.
Yeah.
The odds are they would have got hit at least once.
Yeah.
Right. Let alone, you know, it's not the training because they have none.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean? I mean, but the bro.
50 of them, come on.
they should have done more.
It should have been something.
Yeah.
But it's okay. I mean, so like, I said,
we also called like several other gangs. Like, no, this is the tracksuit gang.
This is one
Why is it
gang.
This big? Why are there so many Russian people
in here? No. Sometimes you gotta move on.
Where did we get all these Russians? I'm not 100% sure, but they're in the tracksuit
gang.
When
you gotta move a piano, you gotta call in the big guns.
You gotta call in the big bros.
You gotta call in the big bros. Did you see there's merchandise?
There's a t-shirt. I mean,
Movie
come on.
Brothers
it's
company.
It's
the Movie
Marvel.
Bros company.
You know,
like, the
it's
Bros
Disney.
Company.
You got to have merch.
Oh my God.
It's
hysterical.
Marketing.
It's got some of their faces on or something like that. It's really funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it. I'm not buying
Although
it.
Although it is funny.
No.
But if there was a pop figure, you bet your sweet ass he's getting one.
Oh, yeah.
No, oddly enough, and it would sort of, I know we're tangenting again, but like, oddly enough, for pop figures, I don't. I have a couple of the Marvel ones.
Really?
Only a few.
I've seen the What If ones. Do you have any of those?
Oh, yeah. I have a few of the What If ones.
He has more What If ones than the other ones.
Yeah, I don't have, like, other than Deadpool, which is mostly my wife because she really likes Deadpool.
Okay.
I don't really have any Marvel or Star Wars, and there's one reason. I love Marvel. I love Star Wars. I don't have their pop figures for one reason, and it's the stupidest effing reason.
Dude.
They're bobbleheads. They're literally have the spring inside, so all the whole bottom is hollow, and they're bobbleheads.
Oh, yeah.
I don't take them out of the package, so it should not matter at all. But when you look at them, you can see the spring going through their head. So they're the Marvel and Star Wars ones, to get the license so they don't look like anything else, they have to make them bobbleheads.
Wow.
It's a Disney thing to make them so they don't conflict, which makes no sense because nobody else looks like a pop figure, but to make them not look like any other product that's being made, they have to make them pop bobbleheads.
Wow.
All Marvel and all Disney. Marvel and Star Wars. Disney ones are not, oddly enough. Like a Mickey, I have tons of Mickey ones, you know, Winnie the Pooh, whatever. None of those are bobbleheads. Just Star Wars and just Marvel stuff are bobbleheads, and I don't like them for some reason. So for whatever reason, I don't buy those. Like as a rule, I generally don't.
Yeah, now that I think about it, I have one Marvel pop figure, and it's of Daredevil, and it does have a bobblehead.
It has to be. It has to be. Yeah, by their contract, by the contract, it has to be.
Learn something new every day.
So there you go. So a little pop trivia.
Wow.
That's why I don't buy those as a rule. Like I don't. I have a couple. I have like the close your ears. I have the Agent Carter. I have the Captain Carter one from What If.
Sucks.
I have. I think I have like the Zombie Hunter Spider Man with the cape.
I was about to say, do you have the zombie ones?
No, I don't. I guess I can't stand the zombie ones, but I have the Zombie Hunter Spider Man. Which got the cape on. It's
yeah.
The, you know, Dr. Strange's cape
right,
on.
Right,
oh,
right.
That's cool. That's cool.
I have a couple of those, but that's it. I don't have any of the other ones. Yeah. And Deadpool. We have a bunch of Deadpool because my wife really likes Deadpool.
My wife likes it.
Naturally.
You know, that's it. That's all for Marvel I have.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah. And no that's, Star Wars. I had some Cad Banes that I'm selling. Like, that's it. I had some Cad Banes that I bought at Target because they were retail price, but they're selling for more than that. So I bought a few of them to sell. So that's it. That's all the ones
wow.
I have.
Wow.
Yeah. 330 something pop figures later. That's all.
It's like I have like three Star Wars.
Although, actually, one of the same ones.
It's like four of the same ones that I'm selling.
Although I might have lied. I actually have a ton of Marvel ones because a friend of mine got me an Advent calendar with all like mini,
all the little mini ones.
Yeah, the little mini ones, and they're all Marvel characters in their original
Marvel mini ones
outfit. They're not.
Okay, because probably it's really hard to make a bobblehead that small.
Yeah. I would be impressed, but also it would be very annoying because they fall over so easily. So I'd be like, meticulously, every time I'm like, come on,
constantly.
Please. I'd have to hot glue it to the thing.
Yeah,
I'm like,
oh, absolutely.
Do we know who Agent 19 is?
No.
Isn't that Laura?
Yes.
I don't know.
So that's kind of what I've been reading. She might end up being Mockingbird.
Hold on.
Because they've retconned out Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh yeah, they did, didn't they?
Okay.
So the whole thing with her, with Adriana Pilecki being Mockingbird, is kind of retconned out.
Okay, so
which
kind
of sucks. Well, like, we had Coulson and whatever, and he kind of did all this shit, but and he was part of it, but like all that shit didn't happen.
So is that question. Basically was that watch basically her retirement gift? Like
apparently, yeah, it could be her retirement.
The gold watch from Speed.
Yeah.
So they give her a man's watch, though? That's what
it's a really big, beefy watch.
It's a nice watch, though.
It's a nice watch, but it's a big, beefy watch.
I mean, it's a guy's watch.
Yeah, but will it play anymore? Or are we kind of done with the watch thing?
I think we're done with the watch. I think it's going to be like, but I mean, maybe if they appear in season two,
if she appears in season two, then they can start doing more with her. Mm-hmm. Comes out of retirement, who knows? She's Mockingbird again. Da-da-da-da.
Right.
Although, question.
It's open. Yes.
Agent 119. Wait, what? Agent 19?
On the back of the watch.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't pay attention to the number.
Yeah, it's her.
Because I don't know who that is.
That's her.
Well,
that's
I now know it is her, but like I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do any like deep diving.
You look it up to see if Agent 19 is Mockingbird, but you know, because
gotcha.
Yeah, I've never. Okay, you know okay. Yeah. This is the first time I'm hearing about either of those.
Well, that's her
people.
Watch.
So
said,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, he's like, yeah, noted.
What you say? He's like, you got to keep better control. You better, you know, on your property.
Yeah.
Better. You better. Whatever.
Right, but I didn't know because I didn't realize that Agent 19 was Mockingbird. So I
believe she is.
Okay.
I got to look it up, but yeah.
All right, well, sure then that answers that question for me.
There you go.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the end of the episode.
Noted.
That's it. Yeah. We're at 35 minutes. That is Hawkeye episode.
Wow.
Over. I know. We did it. We handled it.
What do you guys think about the series in general?
We've seen all six. I know. I get a big sigh. We've seen all six episodes, and I would have liked more, but episodes just because I like more episodes. But the series didn't blow me away, so I don't necessarily need to know that I need more episodes of a series that didn't blow me away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a little lackluster for me in a lot of spaces. I'm glad we got the story and we got some of the background and some fill-in, but it felt like fill-in for me.
How many stars would you give it?
Out of 10.
Oh, now it's 10.
Yes.
So it's 10 stars.
Wait, is it out of 5 or 10? Out of 10 stars.
10 stars is a lot of stars.
Well, I'm going to give it.
So you have more of a range, you know?
Oh. I'm going to give it 3 green clovers. How does that sound to you people? Since we changed the epic rating system,
that's why I said
every time.
It's always like a different
rating. I'm going to give it 2 horses and one banana. That's all you get.
I'm going to give it the letter D.
D rating? I mean, that's a normal, that's an A, B, C, D.
I'm kind of with you. There was too many
episodes. 2 horses,
episodes.
And,
2 horses and a banana, I think, sounds pretty good. With a side of a monkey.
Yeah,
because again, there was too many meh episodes for me.
Yeah,
you know, episodes and 4 were just meh.
I'm with you guys on that. So, like, I thought, like, it was such a good start. You know, like, it had so many, like, a few promising episodes at the beginning. Like, wow, these are so awesome.
Those first two,
and then there was
awesome.
Like 3 in a row that were like filler.
Yeah,
you know, they were nice. It had nice scenes, but it was like
for a 6 episode
series.
And then,
they had to pull it all back with a great ending. But like. We could have had more in those 3 episodes.
Yeah, I agree. Said they brought it back for me with that last episode.
Yeah,
but only back to like level, you know.
Yeah, so
basically we're saying they saved it with the last episode.
Yeah,
and for a 6 episode series from Marvel, they shouldn't be saving themselves with an episode.
Yeah,
like they could
should
a lot
be
more.
Awesome.
We've
every
seen
time.
Better, right? What If was better, not every episode, but better overall. WandaVision for me was much better.
Yep, same.
Falcon Winter Soldier was
awesome.
Way better.
Yeah, way better. Yeah.
For Loki was way better.
Loki was better. Yeah.
So are we saying Hawkeye is kind of like bottom of the barrel? Well, of all the Marvel shows, I would say Hawkeye is my least favorite.
I'm not gonna say bottom of the barrel, but
I'm
gonna say least
actually
favorite.
I think it was a step above What If for me, because I thought What If was cool, but I was never blown away by anything.
I was totally blown away by most of the episodes, not all. Yeah.
Like, the animation was, like, flawless, but, like, other than that.
Well, the animation's
that,
Disney.
You know.
You can see that so much. Other than that,
I was, like, I don't know. Like, I thought the concepts were cool, but, like, I think it's a step above What If for me. But, but those are, like, my last two.
So, like, for me, the What If series, because each episode was kind of a standalone, you know, there was a couple episodes I really liked, a couple episodes that I thought were bad. I would say What If is better than this one, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. For me, Falcon. I mean, you had asked this last time, like, out of all the series, which one do you like the most? And now that we've finally seen Hawkeye, for me, Falcon and Winter Soldier, absolutely by far my favorite one out of all of them. Yeah. WandaVision was blah. I like Loki better than that one.
I love WandaVision.
Yeah. And then
What If, and then Hawkeye. Right.
How would you, Marco, how would you?
I'm going to probably say, I'm going to go Loki and WandaVision are my two favorite, then Falcon Winter Soldier. No, I'll put What If
We can't
above,
talk anymore.
I would What If above Falcon Winter Soldier. And I'll tell you why.
You don't have to go crazy.
I thought Falcon Winter Soldier was amazing, but it was sort of just the same. It was an espionage you know, buddy cop show we've seen a million times.
Larry, I take it you're a big fan of buddy cop shows.
No, I love a good buddy cop. Like, I'm a Beverly Hills Cop guy, a 48 Hours guy. Yeah. Believe me, going way back to the originals, okay? So, but the point is, I've seen them so many times.
But that's,
I've
never the story, seen though, WandaVision. But that's, okay.
I've never seen a show like Loki.
Yeah.
I've never seen a show like What If.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Marvel. I've seen a ton of animation, but I've never seen Marvel pull off that kind of animation.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Nothing against Falcon. Was just
it's just like
them.
A personal preference kind of thing.
Yeah, something I've just
like
never
Larry,
seen
you're in
before.
Love with those kinds of shows. And then, but Marco, you're kind of like.
All strong writing. I mean, Falcon and Winter Soldier was amazingly strong writing.
Yeah.
But for a show that I've seen a billion times, you know what I mean? Like, so if you have to compare them against each other, the other ones are just shows I've never seen before. So
fair
I
enough.
Them. I like them more. That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say my first was WandaVision because I just thought, like, I just love shows like that that are just so, like, weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
Like, it was
very, and then like, I would like say, Who, you know what I mean? Yeah, and then that's why I would say Loki is, like, second for me. Like, it was kind of like you, what you said. And then I'd say...
Which was kind of a buddy cop.
It was kind of a buddy cop, yeah. Well, a lot of them are kind of buddy cop.
Well, no,
in their
I mean,
own
him
way.
And Owen Wilson.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Luke Wilson, excuse me.
Yeah.
No, Owen Wilson.
Yeah, Owen Wilson.
Oh, that's right. Luke is in Stargirl.
I haven't seen Stargirl. But, like, yeah, that's what I've heard. But then I'd say it was Falcon Winter Soldier. Then
you can't see Larry's face right now. I wish you could.
Yeah, he's got the biggest scowl of confusion.
One eyebrow is going like above, like the rock is going up behind his head.
Yeah. And then I'd say it was, you know, What If. No, and then I'd say Hawkeye, then What If.
So for you, Hawkeye is above What If?
Yep. Just because those good parts, you know?
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, again, What If, it's like, it's amazing. It is like an awesome show. Yeah. But it's just not like it didn't have me the whole time. Like it's like, oh, I love the concept and then I love what they do with it. But then I just kind of go, okay, I'm going to let this kind of be forgotten about.
Okay. She changed my mind. For me, What If was at the bottom.
There you go. Wow.
Like in retrospect, I'm like, wow, that was really cool. And then I move in.
Yeah, you can't change anybody's mind on that shit. So you might, I mean, she's that good at persuading.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a pretty good persuader.
You
sometimes.
Are.
Persuader.
You are. All right. Excellent. Well, there it is, everybody.
All right.
Hawkeye.
That's Hawkeye.
That's it. We enjoyed it. We loved
it's
it.
Good
we're,
show.
If there's a season two, we'll watch it. Not running towards
not
it.
Running
I'm not going to check my calendar for it.
Yeah, I'm not like,
if it comes
out,
I'll,
I hope they have a season two.
I will watch
two.
It, but so there it is, our bonus episode. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to bring on my wife, Amy, and we're all going to talk about Book of Boba Fett.
Yes.
So we're going to post both of them this weekend, just so we have both bonus episodes up this weekend, and Tuesday is our long Karate Kid episode going up. It's like 2.5 hours.
Oh, yeah.
I literally had to compress the file size.
I actually can't wait to listen to that.
Yeah. I had to compress the file size to be able to load it into my web.
Oh, wow.
My site. Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Yeah, it's a long
one. Oh, yeah.
One. It's
and
a
we
long
thought
one.
We thought the Spider-Man at just
know,
2 hours
right?
was
yeah,
long.
Yeah, but that was for one movie.
It was
this
actually
is
like over
seasons.
Three, but I had to cut some out. Some of it was like nonsense. I'm like, all right, cut out some of the nonsense we were talking about. So look for that one. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. EntertainmentRants.com. Feel free to email us at engage@entertainmentrants.com. If you'd like us to get you on the podcast, we're always looking for guests to talk about something they're passionate about. Find us on social media at Entertainment Rants and Twitter's Entertain Rants. And always, thank you, Larry.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mila.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, get out there and keep ranting.